Good evening, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 12-lead EKG on Mark Ordes, O-R-D-E-S-S. On 10-10-23, Mr. Ordes performed 12-lead EKG, period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period. He demonstrates a left bundle branch block pattern, period. Paragraph impression, left bundle branch block, period. Next. 6 minute walk on Susan Katko, K-A-T-K-O. This goes to Jessica Swan, comma PA on 10-10-23. Mrs. Katko performed a 6 minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. Patient walked 438 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. 6 minute walk test on James Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 10-10-23, Mr. Knight performed a 6 minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 492 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Carney. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 10-10-23, Mrs. Carney performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NIH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than one, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airways obstruction, leaving the patient still with a moderate reduction of forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study data, 223, there's been some deterioration of the pre-bronchodilator study, period. Paragraph impression, moderate restriction with reversible airways.